Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, I was chugging water.
I was really hoping you would harmonize, but hello.
Hello. Everyone. Sorry, I killed the moment.
Welcome to another episode of
Two Girls Walk Into a Podcast.
Podcast. Trademark. As always, I'm Paige.
I'm Meg.
Welcome. We would like to apologize for our last episode.
Wholeheartedly.
Like, I hope somebody out there enjoyed it.
Amanda gave a great goat story. Yes. There was a lot of excess. However, listening back to it, I was expecting to hear like two people and I'd be like, who were those drunk people? And I was like, ugh, that's how we pretty much always sound.
Yeah.
Definitely a little more slurred, but for the most part.
So if you wanted to get a good glimpse into how we are when we go out.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
There's a glimpse. Enjoyed it.
And if you want to hang out with us.
Yeah.
You have to take a test, friendship test, and you probably won't pass because it's really tough.
All shots. It's Russian roulette with shots.
That sounds fun.
It actually does.
That sounds really fun. So I come over today to Meg's casa. We're not in the basement studio.
We moved.
But there's something different about you today, Meg. Do you want to talk about your
leprosy?
You're a leprosy.
So for those of you who do not know, I am pale, like probably work.
Can I say ghostly?
You can. Okay, you can.
Ghostly. Yeah.
I will say that the comparison to Casper the Friendly Ghost, for those of you who don't know, has been made more often than not.
Right.
So I obviously need a heavy dose of sunscreen. And I was at the shore this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And on
the Jersey Shore.
The Jersey
Shore. Not the other. Is there another shore?
I don't know.
Can't be sure.
Oh, God.
Okay, keep going.
And it was really sunny, and so I did put on multiple coats of sunscreen. You can tell because there are patterns on me from the spray.
No, it actually looks like you went out of your way to create a design on your body.
It does. I didn't. I would have done a better job if that was the case. Sure. However, the sunscreen was SPF 30. I'm an SPF 70 kind of gal.
Which I would say 30, typical SPF.
Typical. What's what most people use.
Your average SPF.
I am not most people in many realms of myself. However,
I agree with that.
Sunscreen is one of them. And so about an hour in, I was like, this is not good. And then I went to the bathroom. And you know how like when you're in natural light, that's when you're like, oy. And that's how I was. So then I was like, this is a problem. So I put clothes on immediately, covered everything up. But the damage had been done. Walking is definitely not fun. Breathing. It's not fun.
That's when you're breathing
anytime that I'm conscious, it's just not fun. It feels like.
But you can't sleep.
I can't sleep.
You can't eat.
I can't. You know what? It's funny. I wish I was like, I can't eat. I can't sleep. No, I'm eating just fine. I'm eating just fine.
Oh, well, that's typical.
I'm sunburned. I can't eat. What? I can't. I need pizza. I need to just soak up the inward sunburn.
We did just slam two pieces of pizza each.
No problem.
Some fries. Come on.
And some Oreo treats.
Come on. All right. Come on.
So, I am violently sunburned.
Violently is the correct terminology.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would say violently. I'm swollen. I'm big.
I feel like that's going to take like a good week and a half for it to actually be gone.
And everyone I work with is like, oh my God, when it turns to tan, you're gonna have the funniest pattern. And I was like,
we're getting a flash flood warning.
Oh my God.
10 p.m.
Prayers.
Avoid flood areas. Check local media.
And I just am like, to the people I work with,
this is scary. Stop.
No, it's not scary.
I just don't like when it keeps going off. It makes me nervous.
It's cute that the people I work with think that's gonna turn to tan. Because for those of you don't know,
don't
one
understand.
Of my magic powers is sunburn turns right back to pale, if not brighter pale.
Would you say that I look tan right now?
You do. You look extremely tan.
Yeah. It's because I'm a runner. So
if you've listened to any of our previous podcasts, you know how sick that statement makes me.
Okay. So for y'all, this Saturday is my 5K. I want you all, if you've listened to this before Saturday, August 5th, just send some good vibes my way that I actually make it, because I ran today and it was not good.
Most of me, as your best friend, wants to support you and be like, crush it, kill it. You work so hard.
Right.
But then there's definitely, I'm not going to lie, like a percentage of me that's like, I hope you fail so that you never try something this silly again.
Right. She just doesn't care about my health and my well-being as a human.
No. No.
So that's true friendship.
Oh, God damn it. Sorry. This is, and like, it probably seems like we do this on purpose at this point. I truly never remember to say the riddle.
Oh my God. Wait, you didn't do a riddle.
I did. It was.
You did a,
I didn't remember. Joe actually reminded me. Shout out to Joe.
Honestly, I did not remember you did a riddle.
Yeah, I had to go back and listen. Anyway. Which was painful. The riddle was something along the lines of what is the longest... No, it was. It was what was the longest word in the dictionary.
Onomatopoeia.
So I got a couple of responses, and some of them were like the word longest, the word dictionary. People were trying to...
Oh, get sneaky.
Sneaky. The answer is smiles, because there is a mile between two S's.
And that is our podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are officially done.
Have a good night.
Forever. I hate that. That was disgusting. I want to throw up.
Your threshold for riddles is super low when you can't get them right. If I would give easy
ones, I'm never going to get one right.
You might get the one tonight right. It's a little easy. Mm-hmm. It's just, you have to be clever, which you're, you know.
I love it.
Not your strong suit, but.
Love it. All right, well, we'll see. I'm not.
You're worried. You are.
I'm not optimistic.
No.
About me getting this right.
Your prior history with these shouldn't make you optimistic.
So for all of you who want to know where we are currently in Meg's room. And Meg, why do you prominently have displayed every SEPTA pass that you've ever had ever on your door? Is this from Basil's?
Yeah.
So is this from high school?
Because I just never cleaned out my wallet. And, like, I'm sure I was, ground.
Are you
I was... well, like, clearly I wasn't, because I stopped in... Oh, no, that's May. Okay, so I did keep them all. Wow. I just...
Is that just... Is that
That's 1 year.
Okay.
That's 1 year. It's right below my Eminem poster, across from my Harry Potter poster. There's a lot of conflicting interest in here.
For some reason, I just pictured, like, peanut M&M, or, like, the yellow... I don't even know what color M&M, but no, it's M... Mike, what's his name?
Marshall Mathers.
Marshall
Mathers. Yeah.
So, just lose yourself in the moment.
Music. The trans pass was, I was stuck in here one day, probably grounded, being
a
jerk.
I need some decoration. Let me throw up that trans pass.
I got the Statue of Liberty over there. I got
She loves New York.
I do have a eclectic display of things. My pig slippers, which I value over everything else, and they are actually recent. These are not from high school. These are my pride and joy. If you're interested,
there's a crown. I've never seen the crown.
There's a crown. If you're interested, you want to add me on Snapchat, I'll be glad to send you a picture of the pig slippers.
She'd be really happy to.
And the sunburn. If you're curious.
Feeling up to it. So, do you want to hear about my two? I had two very interesting encounters this
Paige
week.
Paige has something interesting to say for once. So, everyone.
Everybody get your dictionaries out.
Dictionaries.
I meant to say diaries out.
Paige, so that happened earlier. Notes. We were driving home and I meant to tell Paige to get in the left lane and I said, get in the seven.
Just get in the seven.
I don't know why.
I knew what she meant.
We might still be drunk from the last podcast. I'm sorry.
Okay, so everybody get your diaries out. Take notes, because this is an interesting, juicy story. It's not that juicy.
Dim the light.
So I was bowling this weekend with one friend, and it was literally just two of us bowling away, having the time of our lives. And this, like, you know, in bowling alleys, like...
Love them.
You... When you're, like, the two lanes are next to each other, like, you share that common space together, like, both of the lanes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was the two of us, and then next to us was a group of, like, eight people. So there was this one girl who's, it was, like, guys and girls, like, they're all clearly, like, it's a friend group.
Yeah.
They were, like, whatever, cool. They were not that cool, like, not as cool as me, but whatever. So they were just, like, chilling. There's this one girl chilling there, and, like, I was, like, so, like, I, like, probably bowled a strike because I'm a pretty deadly bowling.
Way to slip that in.
And she was like, hey, like, great throw. And I was like, oh, my God, thanks, girl.
You definitely said that,
too. I definitely said that. I was like, oh, my God, thank you. So then we were, like, we were sparking up combo. And she was like, yeah, like, we have too many in our lane. Like, so I wasn't able to, like, bowl. And I was like, oh, well, that's a bunch of baloney. So then... She was, like, telling me about her life, and she was like, yeah, so I'm, like, with this one guy. I was like, oh, like, that one right there that you keep talking to? And she's like, yeah, like, we're just friends, though. And she's like, we used to date, but, like, I just recently moved here from Miami, so, like, I don't know anyone. Huh. And I was like, oh, wow. I was like, oh, well, like, well, welcome to the neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
I definitely said that, too.
Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Arm motion, as you can.
Of course. You shimmy.
Know. That was a shimmy.
That was a shimmy.
So then, like... Me and my friend were like, let's, like, play another round. Like, this is fun. Like, let's play another round. So then I was like, hey, girl, like, do you want to join our lane?
How old is this girl?
I think she was like 20. 17.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, oh my God, that's so nice. So then she's like bowling with us. And I was like,
are her friends like, what are you doing?
So here we go. Okay,
sorry.
So she was like, it was kind of weird. Like, she's like, I only know the guy and like, I don't know any of his friends. So she's like, that's why like, I feel weird. She's like, thank you so much for bringing us over. And I was like, of course, like, I feel like America's like angel at this point.
America? She's Miami's in America.
I'm just saying, like, okay, just in the state alone, I feel like an angel.
Just making sure you knew.
Okay, get out of town. So, and then she was like, can I be honest with you? And I was like, yeah, of course, girl. Like, we were fast friends. She was like, so my friend, like, he has a girlfriend, but like, we're hooking up on the side. And I was like,
oh my God, is the girlfriend there?
Girlfriend was not there.
Oh, but I
was
God. Like,
how sneaky that he is bringing her out with all of his friends. It was so crazy. And I was like, why is this girl that I just met confiding in me?
What's going on?
Crazy.
What?
Crazy.
In an age of Snapchat also, that is a foolish. Exactly. Not, it's foolish to cheat on your PSA. Don't cheat on people. Just break up with them.
Please don't cheat.
And just get it together.
If you have that urge, don't do it.
Just don't do it. Punch yourself in the face.
Five times.
And don't break up over text.
No, person.
And don't break up over Insta or whatever. I guarantee.
That would be so messed up if somebody slid into the DMs and was like, don't want to do
it. You know that it's happened.
Ugh.
Just like, hook up with a bunch of people. Like, that, if that's what you
want to
do, that's fine.
Really, because that's what he wants
and to do. I know that. Always the guy's fault, you know, it's always their responsibility for cheating, but like, if you know someone has a girlfriend, come on, get out of town.
So as we're leaving, she was like, let me get your number. Got a girl's number over the weekend, feel really good about it. She like texts me and was like, thank you so much, like,
she texted so much, you.
Like, yeah,
being shut up.
She doesn't have any friends, but I can't condone.
Well, no wonder, because she's kissing other people's boyfriends.
I know. So we go to another, not with the girl, like, just me and my friend. So we go to another bar, and like, the bartender was like loving me. She like, I had a couple of beers. And she just literally could not get enough of me. She thought I was the funniest person in the world.
Now, okay, did she tell you this?
Oh, okay. So
Jesus Christ.
I just like try. I like, you know me. I like to crack jokes and see if people think I'm funny. And if they do, then I just keep going.
Hence the podcast.
Yeah. So she was like, girl, you should be a comedian. Like, you should go into comedy. And I was like, for reals?
Paige Peter Pan's at that
moment.
All over.
She was like, yeah, like, you're like, she was like dead serious. Like, you're hilarious. So then I was like, this is amazing. So me and her were like besties, like with the bartender, like me and the bartender. So when we're leaving, I was like, bye girl, like, loved you. And for some reason, I was like, I wish I could buy you a drink. Like, you know, just because like, you've been so great. And she's like, well, I'm getting off soon. She's like, but I'm a dominatrix. So like, I have to get home too.
What?
I was like, why are people telling me things?
Was the friend you were with like, I can't do this anymore. Like, this has been too much of an evening for me.
No.
I would have been like, I can't. You're attracting really strange people.
I don't know if I had, like, my radar on for the night that said, please come and tell me your deepest, darkest secrets.
What if, plot twist.
Yes.
What if that was the girlfriend of the guy at bowling and she was going to meet him after bowling?
I should have stayed.
You should have stayed. Shame on you for not following through. That's hilarious.
I wish I asked the bartender more questions because.
Oh yeah.
Boy, curiosity.
Holy moly!
So, yeah, I just, for some reason, people wanted to confide in me, and I allowed them.
You encouraged it.
I did encourage it.
They gave you a couple like smooth compliments, and then boom, drop the bomb.
Yeah, oh, you're so good at bowling. You're so funny.
You're so funny.
Tell me your story.
I killed my dad when I was a kid. Like, holy crap, Paige.
Insane.
That is insane.
Insane in the memory.
But not shocking. I feel like you definitely give off the vibe.
Do
like,
I have kind eyes?
I think it's just like, I probably won't see this weird, talkative, friendly girl again. Oh. I'm going to just get this off my chest somehow.
I probably did look like a crazy person.
That's okay.
Moral of the story, I'm really good at bowling.
I was going to say, Paige, and she thinks she should be a comedian. This was the way of Paige to
flaunt
her talents.
This girl told me I should go into comedy.
I would love to have been a fly
on
the wall.
Should I do stand-up?
I want to know what you said to her first before I can commit to that.
I don't remember my jokes, but boy, were they on point. Huh. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
One more. Huh. There we go.
Okay.
So, no, we can do this later, my other thing.
No, you can do it.
It's like a...
Where are we at?
We're good.
We have plenty of time.
So, you know how we like documentaries?
Yeah.
I'm literally going to burp.
Oh, my God. Wait. Did you see... You saw, like, Jeffrey Dahmer is getting a movie. Heads up to everybody. My friend Jeffrey.
He's not your friend. Please don't say that.
No, that's what it's...
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that's just what it's called. But, like, let's just, like, let's rewind. That page's first instinct was that I was, like, claiming a serial killer as my friend. And she didn't really think twice about it. She didn't even look up when she said that.
I didn't
that.
Even, like, stutter.
Or it's called, like, Our Friend Jeffrey or... He's getting a movie.
So we'll watch that once it comes out.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I were not as disappointed in that one as we were in The Slender Man, as well as...
No. Cropsy. Remember Cropsy?
Cropsy. Okay, so there was a BuzzFeed quiz
My that friend said, Dahmer.
Pick some Netflix documentaries to watch, and we'll guess what you are like when you're drunk.
Oh.
So I'm going to do this with you right now.
Let's do it, yeah.
So pick your first documentary.
Okay.
Audrey and Daisy or Amanda Knox?
I've seen both of them. Amanda Knox.
Pick a second. Counterpunch or casting JonBenet?
JonBenet.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Third choice. I'll Sleep When I'm Dead or Into the Inferno?
Never seen either, but I'm going to go into Sleep the...
into the Inferno.
Okay.
Fourth choice. Mission Blue or La Terre. This looks French.
I'm going to go Mission Blue then.
Thank you.
No, I don't have anything against the French. Just
La Terre C.
No, yeah.
Okay. I don't even know if that's French, but it looks French. I took French in high school. You're welcome. My Beautiful Broken Brain or Mitt, as in Mitt Romney.
Brain? No, I'm not a politic girl.
Yeah. The Square
uh-huh.
or the other one, The Long Strange Trip of Bob Weir.
The first one.
The Square. Because you're a square.
Yep.
Yep. That's seventh doc. This is a lot.
This is.
The Mars Generation or the Short Game?
Short Game.
Good, because that's golf.
Yep.
Final.
Heard of that.
The White Helmets or the Sky Ladder? The Art of... First one.
Yep. 100%.
You got the Angry Drunk. So you may or may not want to start a fight with any or... everyone who you come in contact with. Don't worry, we've all been there at some point. See,
I'm not, though. I'm an angry sober. I'm not an angry drunk. I'm like,
I feel you'll get mad at Joe, but yeah, like, you would never. No, you're not an angry drunk.
I am angry if, like, someone's getting angry, like if Amanda gets in my face, or like Joe, like,
mention Amanda.
I know, damn it, so every excited. Podcast can we cut, we'll cut that out. But I can be angry, but it's no, I don't think it's any like more heightened or sensitive than me being sober and angry. I think like drunk Paige is just like exactly what she just described, like just normal Paige, just like on steroids. No,
oh,
like,
I thought, yeah,
shut it up, let's be best friends, like blah, 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 tell me your darkest secrets. And I feel like I'm just myself, just more drunk, like more sarcastic, like more wanting to sing karaoke. But I think that's everybody. If you don't want to sing karaoke drunk, I don't think you're doing drunk right. I don't think you're doing it right.
No.
If you don't have the urge to just belt out a song that you're like very familiar with,
mm-hmm.
then what's the point? What's the point of even
drinking?
What's the point of even drinking?
What is the point?
God.
Jeez
Louise.
Can I read you this one thing that was just actually sent to me?
Of course. Is it that girl from bowling?
No,
she
no,
hitting
no,
you
no.
up for She's advice.
She should be. This is somebody on Facebook. So I lost my debit card after going to Taco Bell last night, and I was looking for it in my car this morning, but I didn't find it. You know what I found? A fish. I found a fish in my passenger seat cushions. A fish. What I thought was a leaf, and I touched it. It was a fish. Picture is the fish. How did a fish even get in there? I have my doors locked. I haven't been to a lake since I got this car. How did a fish get into my car? Who just puts a dried fish in someone else's car? So irrationally angry right now. Also, I named him Grant. I thought that was pretty funny. That it's literally like this girl. There's like a dead
Wait,
fish.
Shut up.
That's kind of weird.
That's actually
hilarious.
I feel
hilarious. Like you would slip a fish into someone's car.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I wonder if she ever found her debit card.
Well, she found a fish. Sorry.
That's the funny. That's actually so funny. I don't. You know what? That can bring me to one of my topics. It's not a fish, but it's bird related because I've been wanting to say this for a while.
Let's do it.
So you know how this is going to sound so ridiculous. I just really wanted to tell somebody.
Like, tell our listeners.
Have you ever seen, I'm sure you have, the like Windex commercials where the birds are like flying into the doors and stuff?
Hate those.
And like the Office episodes where Michael runs through like the door.
Love that.
So like, I just was always like, that's a myth. Like that's not.
Right.
Okay. No, it's not, that's a myth. Not a myth. We had our windows cleaned in my office. We have these big ass windows and we had them cleaned like really well.
No.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to get panicked thinking about it. And I'm sitting on my computer, just, like, tipping and typing, blah, blah, blah. And I just hear, like, whack. And I was like, I thought we were under attack. Like, and my instinct was just, I didn't look over. It's like, oh, when you're God. Having a bad dream and you wake up and you don't open your eyes because you're like, if I don't open my eyes, then it's not happening.
Right.
I was like, I'm just going to ignore it. So, like, 10 minutes go by. Everyone in the office was clearly heard it and is looking at me because it was my window to be like, what just happened? And I was just like, everything's good here. Whack! I hear it again.
Oh, no. So
this has been going on for 3 weeks.
You need to put some stickers on the window.
3 weeks later, and there's these, like, big, like, butterflies, like, any type of animal, and they are running into it. And so, you know, at first, I was so sad. I'm like, this is crazy. But I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it doesn't end. And, like, then one will hit it, and it'll fly away and, like, try to get back into it.
You need to put stickers on the window.
It is the most, like, I was literally like, this only ever happens in TV shows and I can't get over it. It is such a mixture. But now I'm like on edge. I just sit
making
and type.
A murder number two, Meg's window.
I just have like a twitch. That's, and I'm like waiting is. Like every second I'm like, it's gonna happen, and it's like whack, and just like a wing hits it, or
oh
a it's
God.
The most ridiculous
is there,
thing
like, just like a pile of like animals at the bottom
I,
of the
you know what I actually when I was coming out of work the other day, I was like, I feel like I should look and just see
you
like
should.
How many carcasses
and
of birds are hanging around here. But it's funny because I actually wanted
how
to
is it funny
you know, because I wanted to talk about this on a podcast a couple weeks ago and it just never came up. But I have been having, I think it's me, I think I'm like got like bit by a bird, like Spider-Man style, got bit like a by a bird. And so now they're like coming to me. Like, I don't think it's the window. I think it's me.
Oh,
because
today.
Well, yes. And then I was, as I've been driving for like the past couple months, these birds in a specific part of my neighborhood keep, you know, birds like fly in front of your car or whatever, mm-hmm. but they've been getting like creepy close. Like, I think they're playing a game of chicken with each other. And it's like, Ted, go ahead. Like, see how close you can get to the car. And they're like kind of suicidal. Like, they're running
God.
In my car. And so now, logically, of course, I'm like, is it me?
It is you.
Is it me? Did I do something? Am I missing? Like, should I open the window next time and see if like they come on in?
Yeah.
Because there is a bird that lives on
maybe
my.
Maybe you're Snow White.
I don't think that's it.
Okay.
I don't, because she's...
You have white... Like,
I do.
Very, very pale skin.
It's red now, but
dark
I
hair.
Do. She's a little friendly. She likes to clean.
Do you have dwarves following you?
I only have 5. She's got a solid 7? 7.
Snowy in the 7. Is it 7?
It's 7. I had to think about that.
Dopey, Mopey, Scopey.
Mopey and Scopey, You couldn't get
sleepy.
It's sleepy,
dopey,
sneezy. Shut up. Sorry. Sleepy, sneezy, happy, angry, bashful.
Bashful?
Bashful.
Not it.
That's one of them.
It's not real. I thought they all ended with E.
No, it's sleepy, Smopey, happy,
dope.
Paige, I'm not going to get
there. I'm done.
Sneezy, sleepy, happy, angry, bashful, dopey,
mopey.
No. And Doc.
Oh. Okay. Here's my question. Why name majority of them E ending and have the two?
Because it was like 1932 and they were probably like, fuck this. This movie's not. Oh, sorry. This movie's not going to be anything. We're just going to name them. We're just going to give them a bunch of random names.
Who's your favorite? Doc.
The witch.
The
evil queen, whatever she was.
Would you make an evil apple? Is that what it's called?
The poison apple?
Poisonous apple, if you could.
Poison apple. I think I would definitely, in this alternate universe where I'm a bad person, I would definitely be a poison person.
Ooh.
1,000%.
If you could choose to be
Ursula.
Incredible. That's actually a really great
Ursula
one.
Is like my favorite character.
I don't know what I would pick.
However, I am scared of octopi.
You'd be one.
They're terrifying to me.
Is that the plural?
Yeah. I thought it was something else. It's not. It's octopi. Oh, in case you're wondering.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
No, but that's the logical guess.
I would have said octopi.
They freak me out. They're sucker. It makes me sick. I can't look at them. It makes me sick. But I would want to be Ursula.
Who would I be?
I dig her a lot.
I feel like I'd choose her, but I want to choose somebody else.
Okay.
Start naming.
We've got Maleficent. You got the Evil Queen. I don't actually... What is her name? It's no Evil Queen?
I'm not going to be her. We're done.
Hans from Frozen. Oh, spoiler alert. He's the bad guy.
I don't like him.
We've got the Hun army from Mulan. The we've got Cinderella. Oh, the stepmom. Mm.
She's not great.
Who am I missing? Sleeping Beauty, Snow White. We got Mother Gothel. Mother Gothel.
Should I be Scar?
No, Mother Gothel's you.
Who is she?
Tangled.
You think I'm her?
I could see you being her.
Ugh.
She's like so like. Ba-da-da-da-da. Or Cruella de Vil. We've got Cruella.
I want to be Cruella. I want to be Cruella.
You want to kill dogs? That's fine.
Oh no.
Paige hates dogs, everyone. Oh, PSA. No, literally Paige dogs. Wants to murder innocent puppies.
No, I like her jacket, but
that's made of dogs.
I know.
Yeah, we're just not gonna gloss over that.
Oh god, please hear that, everyone.
Jafar. We've got Jafar. Who am I missing? I'm missing a big one.
I don't wanna pick it.
Oh no, I said Ursula.
Can I be one of your eels?
Absolutely.
I'll be one of your eels.
You can absolutely be one of my eels.
Okay. What are they called? Sibbity-doo-dah.
I don't think they had names.
They did. They definitely
you
had
can
names.
Be, or you can be Iago, the little parrot in Aladdin.
Captain Hook.
I've never seen Peter Pan.
Okay.
I know. I'm sorry. I suck.
That's weird.
It is weird.
I'd recommend seeing Hook with...
Robin Williams.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
It's really good.
Thanks. It's funny because he's in Aladdin as well. What do you think about the new cast of Aladdin? Spicy.
I'm excited.
Will Smith as Genie. I'm about it. I think he's going to do great.
Yeah.
I'm
just like, I'm indifferent about him.
You know what? Speaking of Disney, what a good segue.
Great segue.
You know what Amanda told me? God damn, I keep saying her name. You know what Amanda told me this weekend?
Tell me.
That she read somewhere, and you'll probably know better than me,
Kay.
That Mary Poppins, the one that they're coming out with Emily Blunt, Lin-Manuel Miranda,
Live,
is not going to be a musical.
Excuse me?
Which makes no sense, because those two people are extremely musically inclined.
One more, come again?
It's apparently not going to be a musical,
and
it's
going to
be a sequel.
Amanda? I think you're wrong.
I'm going to Google it right now,
because why would Lin-Manuel Miranda...
And Emily Blunt.
And Emily Blunt... I don't know what she's saying. Well, no, she was in that
and
one.
Into the Woods. Into the Woods, yeah.
Okay, why would they both sign on for Mary Poppins
if supposedly they're not a sequel, like it's not a redoing of Mary Poppins?
I like that. I like that, because you can't do the original. What's-her-face? Old what's-her-face? The original Mary Poppins.
Julie Andrews.
Thank you. You know what's also... So I told Meg today that School of Rock is in one of my top 10 favorite movies.
Yes, which is so shocking to me.
It's not shocking.
It's shocking.
Very on brand.
That's not on brand for you at all. It's not.
I would say that the
she
sound...
looks so good.
The Sound of Music... Oh, amazing. The Sound of Music is in my top 10 as well.
Well, yeah, that's extremely... That's my mom's favorite.
Amazing. I wanted to give Julie Andrews a shout out, because I'm sure she's a big listener.
Oh yeah,
we love you.
Every
thank
week.
You for listening.
Thanks for all your warm words.
Rate
and kind
five
advice.
Stars and comment on iTunes if you feel so inclined, or maybe sing the rating.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Mary Poppins returns. See Emily Blunt take over from Julie Andrews as the film's iconic lead, flashing forward to the era of the Great Depression, and now grown-up Jane.
Cool.
And Michael Banks alongside Michael's three children after a tragedy leaves their lives completely
upside down.
Joy, the Banks family from night, makes a return visit with the help of lamplighter Jack. So he's not even playing Dick Van Dyke's character. He's playing a guy named Jack.
That's okay.
Oh, what? The film will also see a return from original cast member Dick Van Dyke. Though not as Bert, he'll play the son to the original film's villain, Mr. Dawes Sr.
Wow.
The film will also star Okay, did you know this? Colin Firth, Meryl Streep, and Angela Lansbury.
Excuse me?
What's going on?
Why didn't they post this places?
What? Yeah, where was Perez on this?
Perez Hilton. The frig.
I just haven't found it.
Okay, so clearly they're going to sing.
Wait, there's a trailer. How is that possible?
We'll watch it later. I don't want to.
No, I know, but that can't be possible. It's got to be fan-made.
Okay, news. People out there, let us know if this source from Amanda is...
Yeah, someone correct. Find that for me, please.
I don't think it is, but no. If you are searching the interwebs for the newest Mary Poppins, please let us know.
Poppins.
Just a spoonful of sugar. Off the medicine go down.
Not awful. That was not awful.
That wasn't awful.
Not great.
What's another song from that? One more.
It's like in my...
And you're on the tip of your tongue. What is it?
The one that he sings when they're jumping in the paintings. What the hell is he singing?
I don't know that one.
Yes, you do.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Let me look. It'll come to you. For some reason, Sound of Music... Not for some reason.
I was going to say, I have all Sound of Music songs stuck in my head now because you brought that up.
I'm sorry. Mary Poppins. So I just recently watched the trailer for Voldemort.
Good, right?
Good.
Good. Very good.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, wait, Paige. What? That's the biggest one. How did we miss that?
Was that what you were thinking of?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. That's like the only big one. The only other super, super big one. Those kids pissed me off. They sucked.
Oh, the worst.
Julie Andrews was too soft on them.
Yeah, she was.
I would have whipped them.
Not just a spoonful of sugar. I would have punched you in the face.
Spoonful of poison. Poison apples for you all.
Yeah, everybody got an apple.
And then
apple
plot
a day
twist.
Keeps the doctor not coming. Sorry. That was awful.
Brings the Grim Reaper.
Anyway.
You never realize how much you hit yourself when you laugh until you can't hit yourself because of sunburn. Like, it's a little out of control.
Man.
Okay, I have a question. How much time do we have? Because I don't want to...
Yeah.
I just have, like,
We have less than 15.
Okay, so this is good. So, when I was down the shore, I meant to ask you this. I probably know the answer, but I think you might surprise me.
Sure.
Were you a ride person, like, as a kid / like, teenager, like, but, like, crazy rides?
As a teenager?
Any time in your life when you were first allowed to go on rides, I guess.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I love rides.
I can't see you liking like upside down.
Roller coasters?
Yeah, I can't see that.
Do you think I don't like fun?
Yeah. No, exactly.
I have a lot of agita right now. That's why?
Because I can see you doing like other, like I
like
can see you.
Fair games?
I can see you doing games, but I can also see you just like wanting to stay on the beach and then like getting your hair braided and like stuff like that. But I don't see you doing like upside down roller coasters.
Throw me on a ride.
You want right now?
Twist and shout.
Right now?
Yeah.
What was your favorite one?
I was big on the ones where you could sit in the swing and you just like it like. Not the swing.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. Did you see that that a kid just...
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
I like... Okay, the swing. But that's like a very calm ride. You can see where I get my...
But no, but you're like...
Yeah, but it's like a swing.
I also... Pirate ship.
Okay, pirate ship I love.
Double shot.
Paige, you're really throwing me... Log flume was my...
Log flume.
My jam.
Yes.
My jam. I was actually...
I hated getting wet, though.
So did I.
Sometimes I would tap out.
I was telling Beck and Amanda this down shore. So... Obviously, I was a very big ride person. I feel like that's not surprising.
That's shocking.
And so I don't think my brothers were at the beginning. So my dad took me like as soon as I was tall enough, took me on like all the rides. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Then him and my brothers went to this like Boy Scout trip. And my mom and my grandma took me down the shore because like we just wanted to do something.
Amazing.
And it was like the second time that I was like tall enough. I must have been in like fourth grade or fifth grade to go on this like crazy roller coaster. So my mom bought me like one ticket to a ride and was like, you can pick any ride, you can go on it. So I was like, that one, obviously.
Obviously.
Like, no. But then like I think I somehow convinced her that it wasn't upside down or whatever I did, like little scheme I was. So I get in line and it must have been spring break for like a college or something. Oh, so I get in line, it's all of these guys like half dressed, like hey boys. Drunk frat college. I was like 10 years old. So I'm like in line, not thinking anything of it. And they're like, what are you? You know, they're all probably drunk. They're like, what are you doing here? You're like a kid. And I was like, I'm going to ride the ride. And they were like, where's your adult? Like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh,
I don't need no adult.
I'm alone. Kid. Yeah, no, I probably did. I probably like put my fist up or something.
Don't talk to me, kid.
And they were like, you're coming out with us. So they like put their arm around me and like grabbed me. Amazing. And they were like, whoa. And then I literally sat with all these frat guys on this roller coaster.
Why didn't you buy the photo at the end?
Because I was, emphasize, Paige, I was 10. I probably was like, these are my bros. I was such a tomboy. I was probably like, whoa, where'd you get your cargo shorts from? Like, I want them.
Did you wear cargo shorts?
Oh, yeah. Okay. My mom took me to the store once when I was in fourth grade and was like, you can pick out anything you want. And I picked out a camo shirt and cargo shorts. It got real bad.
This makes so much sense.
Everything's connecting. So I went on and it was me and this group of college frat guys on this ride. And it was like I sat in the middle of them all and it was just
wow.
Memories, man.
What a time.
And then my mom watched the ride and was like, are you freaking kidding me?
What a
like,
time. And you probably got up and you're like, what, mom? It was nothing.
They're my friends, mom.
Yeah, mom. I'm God. Out of here. Let me go with my friends. They're going to give me beer.
Yeah. No, that probably
would have crushed a beer.
It's just like right against my skull.
You guys have teas.
Yeah. But it was just, I just like remember that so vividly. I was like, yeah, cool. Sure. I'll go on with you. And they were like, you know, they're probably wasted. They probably had no idea like, what was going for on. Sure. So yeah.
So down the shore, when you want a sweet treat.
Yeah.
Are you like, hey, let's
alcohol.
Get some. Yeah. Let's get some salt water taffy.
No.
Let me get a slice of fudge.
I hate fudge.
Give me that ice cream.
Ice cream. Coors Brothers.
Of course.
I actually have a whole problem with the Coors Brothers method, though, Seriously. Because I get Jimmy's on it, as I'm sure most people do, but you lick Chocolate. Them off right away.
Oh, yeah.
There needs to be a layering system.
Listen. Oh, my God. My mom, she'll love this. Literally.
Ice mom.
Ice mom. So back when she like
we have to tell that story one day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back when it's not that big of a story though.
It's hilarious.
Back when she like back in her day when she was loving ice cream and now she has a lactose intolerant problem. Sorry, mom. Mm-hmm. She would layer the bowl sprinkles on the bottom.
Love it.
And then put the ice cream on top and then sprinkles again.
I love it. How did she just demand that from
this is at home.
Oh, okay. I was like
when she goes to Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
This is what I want. This is what
pen
I deserve.
Pen and paper, please. This is what we're going to do.
You're going to write this down. I want a layer of sprinkle.
But that's how I feel sometimes. And I guess you just miss out on all the good stuff.
Do you ever think about Dairy Queen? Would they make a sprinkle blizzard?
Blizzard. I think about it all the time.
Should we ask?
I think about this.
That has to be so simple.
Paige, I'm not kidding you. I think about this more often than I should be thinking about this.
I've actually thought about this a lot, too.
Because that's all I want in life. That's why Jimmy's.
Listen, next week, we're going to go to Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get a Reese's. Just saying.
I'm going to get Mint Oreo.
I want us to go. And if actually, you know what? I'll ask and say, can I have a sprinkle blizzard?
Yeah.
If they say yes, I don't get it.
And if they say like, what is that? Then you say like, oh, I just want sprinkles or Jimmy's, whatever, in my blizzard.
In my blizzard and just blitz it.
That's all I want.
That's all we want.
Okay, so if anybody has any insider trading info on the Dairy Queen Empire.
If you have worked blizzard, at Dairy Queen before.
Which I know some of you have.
I know people too. So we need to ask around.
Yeah.
Get back to us. Or we'll just do it firsthand.
This is how I always feel about McDonald's. Because they always are posting stuff about how they're like losing money. And then they keep trying all this crap. Just fix the McFlurry machines.
Fix it.
That's all anyone's
but
ever asked for.
But they hate making them when you ask.
You know what? It's ridiculous though. Because... Well, what should we do? Okay, well, we need more people, so we're gonna give them like fancy cucumber burger sandwich.
I don't want it.
The McFlurry machine.
I don't want that.
I'll give you all of my money.
Stick to the originals
all the time.
Bring back chicken selects. Ridiculous. And call it a day.
Speaking of,
yeah,
I took a quiz on BuzzFeed actually, and it was can you spend a dollar at Dairy Queen in 1950 or whatever? So you gotta, you know, they give you like the menu, and you can pick how many things you want. I could not for the life of me get past 50 cents.
What?
I would have been a whale back then.
So you, what was the currency on your order?
I had like, I just kept clicking stuff each time because I was not getting over. Originally, I started with like a burger, fries, a milkshake, and like a soda. Mm. And it was like 25 cents.
What?
Which like, I guess at the time, currency,
could
whatever.
Could you imagine the world today?
Yeah. Everyone would be rolling around the streets.
It would be like that movie WALL-E. Have you ever seen WALL-E?
WALL-E.
WALL-E. Have you ever seen that movie?
I've seen parts.
at the end, it's all the fat people on these hovercraft things.
That would be me. But I'd be so happy. I'd be so content.
They're not happy.
But I would be.
They're not happy.
But I would be.
Watch the movie. They're not happy.
But
it has a lot of meaning.
But I would be.
No, nobody no, I was. Would.
50 cents. Just fix the McFlurry machines. That's all I fix want. It. Please.
If you know someone who's a McDonald's.
And if you don't.
Maybe you should get on the board of trustees.
I think they would for all the money I spend there.
Yeah, you should get on.
I would.
Do they have a board of trustees? I don't even know.
Well, they should. I could implement one.
You should be the CCO, the creative chief creative officer.
Yeah.
And creative and food.
I'd be like, first off, we're getting rid of 90% of this menu.
You can't get rid of
it. You're going to get rid of 90% of the menu.
What's the first thing you would get rid of?
Salad. You're not. You don't go to McDonald's.
You got to keep it.
Don't.
A little side salad.
If you want salad, McDonald's is not the place to go. It's not healthy.
Yeah.
Go to Salad Bar. Go somewhere else. It's like when they give kids apples with the Happy Meals. You're going to McDonald's. You're going to McDonald's, though. Like, it's not a time where we're making smart decisions.
Can you add onion rings?
No.
Okay.
It's not. We get burgers, nugs, fries, milkshake, soda, McFlurry.
Are you going to keep the Filet-O-Fish during Lent?
That is out.
Meg.
Out.
That's actually a popular item.
Out.
Make it a fish stick. What about a fish stick?
Nope. No freaking fish in my McDonald's. Items. I don't care. It's out.
What about like the crispy chicken sandwich? That's good.
I would consider it.
And
I would
the need spicy to be, crispy would, chicken sandwich?
No flavors. No extras. Amanda told me that Dunkin' Donuts is doing that now.
Chicken?
They're getting no. Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts now with the crispy chicken sandwich. No, they're getting rid of like all of this stuff, like caramel iced coffee. They're getting rid of like all of these sandwiches because they're trying to like downsize it, like go back to basics.
But
Dunkin', I don't know.
Honestly, I mean, I'm not one to be upset because I order a coffee with cream and that's it. See ya. I don't know what just happened. Something came over me.
But no, you got to get rid of the excess and you just got to keep the OGs. And that's it.
The OG of the OC. You don't even know what that means. Real Housewives fans out there. What?
Jeez, I'm glad I don't know what that means.
What else?
Actually. Oh, yeah, wait.
5 minutes? Do you want to jump into the red? Dole?
Yeah. Let me jump in the red. We probably owe them a shorter podcast this week because we've been aggressive. It was like an hour and 10 minutes. I'm very sorry.
We apologize.
Okay, let's see. All right.
Riddle time.
Dim the lights down low.
Dim
Doesn't that sound like it was actually a song? It might be.
Was it?
It wasn't.
Could have been.
Might be.
Fooled me.
Might be.
Go ahead.
All right, riddle everybody. Time. Crack my knuckles here. Let's just get this.
No more stupid, what's the longest word in the dictionary? Smiles. Because they're smiles.
You're
smiles.
So bitter and anyway. Stupid.
What?
I just deleted all of my notes. I don't know if I was leaning on it. Okay, I remember it. I remember it. Holy. What? That was. There's a poltergeist in here.
I gotta get out of here.
We gotta get out of here.
Go.
How do you make one disappear?
One more time.
How do you make one disappear? It's a riddle. So you have to think like there's probably like a little trick to it.
Okay. How do you make one disappear?
Yep.
Interesting. Interesting.
Sound it out. Spell it. Think about it.
Everybody
on
sing
it
out. But thank you for listening to another episode of Two Girls Walking to a podcast. If you haven't followed us on Instagram, check out our Insta. We need to probably start posting more actively as well as podcasting more actively.
Definitely.
It's been the summer. We've been busy.
Yeah. Turning up.
Turning
up. And by that, we're in bed by... This is past my bedtime.
I know. Actually, it's infringing on my bedtime. That was a good one for me.
Thanks to everybody who I ran into this weekend who said they listened.
Yeah. If you were at the Basil's reunion, I wasn't. But thank if you said...
You're rock and roll.
Should we shout out Mallory?
Yeah, give her a shout out.
Mallory.
Thanks a lot, Mallory.
Thanks for being our number one listener. No, you really are. We love you.
Yeah. 100%.
Hundo P. Well, we'll catch you next time.
Hopefully.
And do something kind for someone. Thanks, guys.
Maybe. Bye.